And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made unto a woman, and he brought her to the man. Now there's a story of a husband and wife that went golfing one day, and while they were out there, the wife asked the husband, "If I should die first, would you get married again?" The man thought about it and said, "Well, I don't know. Well, I guess so, yes." Then she asked him again, if you got married again, would you let her sleep in our bed on my side?" Well, the husband at this time is looking puzzled, but he finally said yes. Then she asked him one final question. "Would you take her golfing just like you do with me? And then if you do, would you let her use my clubs?" The husband answered and said, "No, my dear, because she's left-handed." Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. We were created one for another, and no matter how hard you try to get around it, we need you and you need us. When God formed Adam, he took him from the dirt, from the clay, and he made a man. He being a man is used to hard work and sweat. But God took his time with the woman. When he saw that Adam didn't have a suitable mate, he caused him to fall into a deep sleep, in which he took the rib from Adam's side and he made Eve. Although she was taken from the man, God brought her back to the man. He gave them life together in order to rule and have dominion over all together. One was not supposed to overshadow the other, and when one falls short, the other was to be there to pick the other up. When God gives a husband a wife, he gives him a good thing. He, the man, is supposed to love and cherish her with all his heart. He is to submit himself to her and her only. Now, this doesn't mean that he's giving up his manhood, but what it means is that he is caring and nourishing her, and he protects all at the same time. A man, when he's given a wife by God, it is a gift from above, and it is one that he should not take lightly. His duties are to love, honor, and cherish her all the days of their lives together. He's to yield, sacrifice, support, and submit. And if this is done under the guidance of Christ, then it's a good thing. But left to ourselves and our own ideals, we mess it up. Without Christ, it creates separation, selfishness, and stubbornness. Christ should be in the center of every man's heart so he can properly care for his wife. Now, when God gives a woman a husband, he does so because he sees that she needs a cover. Not someone to bow down under his lordship, but to submit to him freely with an understanding heart. A wife should ensure that she upholds her husband in front of any and everyone. Her responsibility to her husband is one of love, and her heart should only be for him. Like the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31, she does him good and not evil. She provides him with support and constantly builds him up and not tear him down. Her heart should always trust in him, for he is given unto her by God. To have a healthy and strong marriage, it requires total sacrifice from both parties. There's cooperation, nourishment, unification, and prioritization. No one of these things is more important than the other, as they all go hand in hand. Husbands and wives are to be an example of what Christ has set for the church. They are to be subjective and understanding to each other. They should never allow the sun to go down upon their anger, because tomorrow is not promised. Now, we're all wise enough and have an understanding to know that each of us are our own person with our own separate thought processes. But when the time comes, we are to be as one. In Genesis 2:25, Adam said, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." Your lips, O my spouse, drip as the honeycomb. Honey and milk are under your tongue, and the fragrance of your garments is like the fragrance of Lebanon. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. Treat each other with love, kindness, and respect. One love, 5 minutes.